Awaken to hair growth. Awaken to hair growth because there is possibility to get your hair back. Awaken to hair growth because we're not told that we're able to conquer and overcome alopecia. Awaken to hair growth because I want to be a positive light and beacon for you because I've healed my alopecia and now I help others do the same. With different types of alopecia, men, women, children of all ages, of all races and ethnicities. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Alopecia Angel podcast. I'm your host, Johanna Dahlman, and today we're going to talk about going all in. But before I do, I wanted to go ahead and give a shout out to Erica. Erica came to me a few weeks ago. She started the program and she was massively struggling, not just with her hair loss, but with years of doing treatments and years of seeing various doctors and years of just shelling out thousands upon thousands of dollars with different doctors, different people, different professionals in different areas for all her health concerns, including hair loss. She wasn't moving the needle. She wasn't getting any better. Erica decided to keep looking, to keep searching, to keep doing, to keep, you know, trying to figure this out. She found me. We started the program. She hasn't even officially started the program, just with a few things that she's implemented in just like less than 2 weeks. She's already seen half the hair loss shed. She is absolutely ecstatic because even with not officially starting, but just implementing little things here and there because she's taking baby steps, she's already seeing tons of progress. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal because we all want results, right? We all want to move the needle. We all want to get to the finish line. We all want to see the proof that we can heal, that we can have our hair, that we can have our happiness, that we can get back to life, that we can do this. And I'm here to tell you that you can. But I will also tell you that you have to go all in. There is no dipping your toe in the water. There is no, oh, let me try it out and see if it works. It's not about if it works because it does work. It's about you and you putting in your effort. It's about you and you going all in and rolling the dice on your efforts and taking the full lead and full responsibility on your actions, on what you can control, on what you can implement, on what you can do to follow and see these results. The thing is, if I were to look back at my own situation, is that had I just quote unquote dabbled, had I quote unquote just tried a little bit to heal, I wouldn't have gotten to where I am today. Not just with the full hair growth, not just with having a baby at 40, not just with helping others around the world, not just with continuing to see hair growth and not even see a little bit of hair loss, even after stressful times, even after postpartum, even after COVID, even after so many things that life throws at you, right? I've never had a vicious cycle since. And the thing is, all of that is because I have my health and my hair in check. It's dominated, completely dominated. Just like you train a dog, you can train yourself to control and train your body so that it doesn't go back into that situation, doesn't go back into that mode of operation. And just like you can train yourself for a marathon, you can train yourself for anything else, you can also train yourself to keep control of your hair. But again, what does this require? It requires you to go all in, 100% of you, 100% of your efforts, 100% of your like, yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going all in for me. Because at the end of the day, this is for you. This isn't for anybody else. This is for your hair loss. This is for your hair growth. This is for your sanity. This is for your peace of mind. So yes, this is very, very important. It's important for you to understand that you have to go all in. And I will say that when you do bet on yourself, it's amazing what can happen. And I have so many stories. Granted, they're all personal. I have so many personal stories that I could share about whether it was getting the job with Apple, whether it was finding my husband, you know, in my 30s, which seems a little late to many, right? Whether it was healing from alopecia or anything else, each time I bet on myself, each time I went all in, like I didn't look back and I didn't hold myself back. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go all in. That's what it takes. It takes 100% commitment. It takes 100% dedication to you and to your hair. I will say that with the parents who do the program, there's a humongous dedication. With the adults who do this, there is also a humongous dedication. But I will say with parents, it's a little bit different. Why is this? Well, as a parent, I can testify, right? You would do anything, absolutely anything for your child, right? And for some parents, they don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the means, the resources, or the time, or what have you, to absolutely focus on just one child out of the many. I actually know a family who had alopecia. One child out of the six had alopecia, and they were only able to do maybe 5-10% of what was possible, right? This was a long time ago. So the resources out there were not the same. The availability, the internet was not there. I mean, so many obstacles, right? Just not having internet is a big one. So this was the situation. And lo and behold, when and if that happens, and if you're potentially one of those children, then it's up to you. And the opportunity is now yours to take on. The opportunity now is yours to take on, to say, yes, I want to heal. I'm going to get my hair growth back and I'm going to do this. And I will tell you, I've come across so many college kids on and on and on who come to me who want to do the program because this is affecting their life. This is affecting their life for their college, for their school, for their studies, for their social life, for that potential internship, for that next job, for graduation. It's very disruptive, you know, not to say that it's not disruptive as a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old, and not to say that it's not disruptive as a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old. But I will say, you know, college is a very, very precious moment in time where you're flowering, you're blooming, you're blossoming, and you're going into these next level, this next situation of life. And so it really does put a spotlight on what is important. And I will say, health is your greatest asset. With health, you can do everything. With health, you can conquer your goals. You can conquer your own world. You can do what you want to do. And you can be so much better. You really can be. You can be thriving, thinking, acting, behaving, performing so much better on a higher level when you have your health. And so if there's one takeaway from all this, is that you have to go all in. There is no dipping the toe. There is no, oh, let's try it and see if it works. There is no, let's try. I wouldn't be here today if I just tried this. This has now become my life in terms of being healed and not having to look back, not having to worry about hair loss and not having to deal with this anymore. That's the power of healing. That's the power of going all in. So I highly, highly recommend that when you do and if consider any treatment, any program, any healing, you go all in. Go all in. And if it's not right, then pivot. If it's not right, then pivot. Just like Erica. She had to pivot, pivot, pivot until she found me. And when she did, boom, eureka. She's already seeing the less hair loss and she's already moving into hair growth. And on top of it, she feels better. And that's the best part of it. You feel better. Mind, body, spirit. You feel better. And there's nothing that would be able to compensate for that. This is huge. And so my wish to you is that you find the healing that you want, the feeling that you need, but understand that you have to go all in. No one's going to do for you what you need to be doing for yourself. And you have to commit to yourself. This is a commitment to you. This is a dedication to you. This is you and your life, your health, your hair. And there's no other way to say it. If you listen back to podcast episode 117, where I talk about the things that I've done to continue to see hair growth, to continue to thrive, to continue to be my best, and then some, listen back to podcast episode 117, because that's key. That's a key podcast episode. And then maybe even listen to podcast number one, where you hear my full story. And then 9 years later, you hear podcast 117. And then also listen to this, because this is a nudge for anyone who's on the fence, a nudge for anyone who is on the fence of saying, yeah, I want to do the Hair and Heal program, or yeah, I want to heal, but da 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 da. Because that but is holding you back. Those limitations are holding you back. Nothing should be holding you back. You should just go all in. That's what I did to heal. And I know that works because I've seen it in my clients. You have to go all in. And granted, the guide helps, right? Having the framework, having the plan works. All of it works. But you have to go all in and you have to keep going. It's the marathon. You have to keep going. So this week, we are having the beginning of our training. We have a free training going on. It just started last week. This week culminates. We have a training that continues on for Tuesday and Thursday. So feel free to sign up and listen to this 3-part free training. It will show you the 4 steps needed to heal your hair loss. It goes over my framework and it gives you the keys to success, because without these keys, you won't be able to discern what treatments are actually good for you or discern what is actually the best route for you in terms of healing your hair loss. I hope this helps. I hope you commit to yourself. I hope you find that muster of strength that you need to go all in, because without it, you'll always be left with just half results or mediocre results or haphazard results. And that's not what we want. We want full results, full hair growth, full happiness, full life, full abundance. and it's all yours. It really can be. You just need to commit. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Alopecia Angel Podcast, a positive light in healing alopecia. You can do this and we can help. Spread the word that reversing alopecia is possible by telling your friends and family.